Greetings. I'm Pastor Joel of Harp City Church, and welcome to Happy and Whole in Him, where this week we've been considering the topic, Glory in the Ordinary. Yes, glory in the ordinary, which may sound odd as our culture doesn't seem to like that word, ordinary. We want our nation to be great, our sports to be extreme, our shows must be can't miss, our vacations must be epic. Our culture praises what is radical, what's life-changing, transformative. Ordinary is out. And this anti-ordinary bent blew to such grand proportions that Hollywood could even mock itself. Perhaps you remember that song from the 2014 Lego movie, Everything is Awesome, which perhaps could be described as the anthem of our age. Though it seems we're undergoing a shift. Folks aren't as excited by the next big thing. Many folks today are not as eager to get pulled into ever greater experiences. In fact, many are growing weary and exhausted. Depression is at an all-time high. Folks are simply trying to endure today, or everydayness, as Rod Dreher quips. He writes, "Everydayness is my problem." It's easy to think about what you would do in wartime, or if a hurricane blows through, or if you spent a month in Paris, or if your guy wins the election, or if you won the lottery, or bought that thing you really wanted. It's a lot more difficult to figure out how you're going to get through today without despair. By the way, he wrote that long before the crises of 2020. And I hope that the church is taking note and will begin to return to what we call the ordinary means of grace. The ordinary means of grace, the word, the prayers, and the sacraments are the ordinary means by which Jesus communicates to us glory to restless folks who are simply starving for the simple. And listen to what the early church does immediately after receiving the Holy Spirit on Pentecost in Acts. Acts 2, verse 42, "They devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and to fellowship, to the breaking of bread, and to prayer. Everyone was filled with awe at the many wonders and signs performed by the apostles. All the believers were together and had everything in common. They sold property and possessions to give to anyone who had need. Every day they continued to meet together in the temple courts. They broke bread in their homes and ate together with glad and sincere hearts, praising God and enjoying the favor of all the people. And the Lord added to their number daily those who were being saved." Yes, we hear in that passage there were extraordinary things still happening after the Holy Spirit was poured out. But notice what the apostles devote themselves to. The teachings, the fellowship, the breaking of bread, and the prayer. These early Christians gathered together around the Word of God, and they broke bread and prayed. These were the ordinary means by which they ended up bringing the kingdom of God to the ends of the earth. Why? Well, the risen Lord Jesus promised to meet with his people when they do really ordinary things. Jesus instituted the Lord's Supper. He would meet with them and strengthen them and comfort them to endure the trials of this life in the preaching of the word, the teaching, in the giving of the supper when they prayed. The ordinary is how Jesus promises to transport us out of the everyday. What do you mean, Joel? Well, Jesus uses simple, tangible means, some of which we can touch, taste, see, and smell. And through the Spirit, He enables us to leave this world behind and to enter into a greater reality that cannot be touched. Ordinary bread, wine, and juice becomes a means to enter the extraordinary by faith, something that, yes, we must receive like children who believe the kingdom of God glory is available to us, to any of us who simply believe. What does it mean that you have to receive the kingdom of God like a child, which Jesus says? You have to believe what we cannot see except with eyes of faith. You need childlike trust. I confess, I smile when I see little girls dressed up in princess dresses or boys making paper swords out of church bulletins. You see, children understand how ordinary things are means to enter into the extraordinary. Remember that movie, The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe? How do you get to Narnia? It's an ordinary painting on the wall. It's that old wooden wardrobe. Children are brought into a world that is more real than this one. Of course, at some point, they stop coming. Why can't Peter and Susan come back to Narnia? Well, it's because they became too old. And as we grow bigger, we need to keep believing that even though we're here on earth, we can be somewhere else every Sunday when we come to church and gather with the believers. We hold that glory is found by faith in the ordinary. Though perhaps our culture is to the point where what we do on every Sunday is actually not that ordinary. In fact, maybe we're strange enough now that some folks are going to begin to pay attention. They're going to say, why is it that every Sunday some folks get up early and gather together to look at ancient manuscripts and drink wine before noon? I can't help but wonder if we're going to start speaking values by doing something so ordinary that folks are going to see something extraordinary has happened. I encourage you to remember who you are and who you belong to.